Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You are listening to 99's Problems.
Problems?
Problems.
I thought you had a...
That's our first problem.
Is you can't say your R's.
The inability to speak.
You've got an impediment.
That's another cough. One. Awful. So yeah, we're here to kick you in the neck, you weaklinders.
Kick you in the neck.
Kick you in the neck. If you don't understand anything
you,
we
Ali
just
Blum.
Said. Who are you, Ross Drummond?
I'm me. That's right. I'm so, Ross Drummond.
And ironically, so am I, Ali Plum.
Ironically, so am I.
If you had no idea what we just said, weaklinders.
Ali, you're fugged out, man.
Kick me in the neck.
Bro, you're fugged.
That's because you're listening to this new podcast.
Fugged out.
And haven't listened to any of the other podcasts. So listen to the other ones.
Which ones are they?
Well, we did Kick Me in the Neck in the last one.
Whirlwind. A whirlwind of podcasting.
Weak Linders were from...
Weak Linders is from Another Twist, a popular episode.
Very popular episode.
Listen, guys, if you can want to check out our stats, just go to Libsyn.com, sign in. It's rossdaviddrummond@gmail.com. The password is, I wish we had more fans won. You can look at the stats and feel sorry for yourself. That's all we want for Christmas.
I really hope that somebody does actually check that out. There is a very small chance it's true.
I'd love it if we get like a thing from Libsyn. It's like, it looks like people are trying to hack your Libsyn podcasting account.
I got
an email saying there. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No, I do it all the time.
Interrupt yourself.
Yeah.
I've lost my train of thought because I was making it funny. Libsyn emailed us, just so you know, they'll have limited support over the Christmas period.
Okay, well, shit, we better get on with it then.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't fuck this up.
What are we doing this week, this special week, this week of weeks, this super week?
What month is it?
I know
have
this
you
one.
Have you got a calendar application on your iPad? An information pad? Have you got a calendar application? Have you got, like, wireless syncing enabled on that?
Hang on, sorry.
Why have you got...
It's December.
What happens in December? Shabbat.
New Year's Eve.
Happy Hanukkah. Also Christmas.
My brother's birthday. Christmas!
Time. Mistletoe. I'm just going to play this because it's my favorite Christmas song. I'm probably going to fast forward it.
It's so good you're fast forwarding it.
Well, it's a slow burner. 30 seconds in. I know pop music. There you go. Little boy waiting anxiously. Pacing. It's quite slow. I'm going to forward it to the chorus. Here we go. Right, here you go. Are you guys ready? Because this is New Song. And the band are called New Song, which, if you've ever been in a band and you've probably had a terrible name, don't worry, because this is the worst band name of all time. And the song is called The Christmas Shoes. Are you familiar with that, Ali?
I think it's a toss-up as to whether New Song...
Yeah. It's like
is a worse name for a band than The Christmas
than
Shoes is a name worse name for a song.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, well, the story. Are you familiar with this story? Of the Christmas
I have no
Shoes?
Idea what the hell is going
Christmas
on.
Christmas Shoes is now. I'll apologize. I didn't know that Patton Oswalt did a bit about this on one of his stand-up albums, and I knew this song from other bits. So you forgive me if you like this guy's doing a hacky premise. It's already been done by excellent comedian Patton Oswalt. If you know the Christmas Shoes song and you don't know Patton Oswalt, may I suggest checking out his bit on it? It's hilarious. But basically, Christmas Shoes is a band called New Song. New Song are like a Christian rock band. So you sing like this. I don't know why Christian rock bands... I think Jesus makes you sing like that.
I think it's just in their creed.
If I believed it. Oh my God, I was reading about Scott Stapp today. Have you?
No, what happened?
He's just lost his mind in like a sad way. Like, he posted on his Facebook page, like, he's people are trying to kill him. He's got like $20 million has been, but basically he got done for like tax avoidance or something, allegedly. And he's just lost all his money. His wife's taken his kids, and he's a drug addict, and it's really sad. But he's doing it because we live in a wonderful society where everyone can see everything. You just watch this guy fall to pieces.
That's really good.
It's his sacrifice. But Creed, again, that type of singing. But new song, new shoes. I'm trying to remix it.
Good Shoes.
No, they're a terrible band. They're from...
I feel like I'm your distraction parrot. I just sit on your shoulder, and as you're trying to get to the end of a sentence, I go...
I've always said that about you, Ali. I said, I hope Ali doesn't come around tonight because he's a distraction parrot. Why a distraction parrot?
Because I sit on your shoulder.
You do sit on my shoulder because you don't exist.
Wow.
It's a callback.
This is like six.
But that's actually me like doing it like I'm trying to get over you. Like I'm like having psychology now.
Yeah.
You don't exist, man.
It's a bit like Teen Angel, yeah.
But basically what's happened is I've talked myself out of what the funny bit I was going to tell.
But this is your favourite 90s Christmas song.
I love it. It's just insane. It's just fucking insane. It's about a kid who, in the film, stars Rob Lowe. The sequel to the film still has Neil Patrick Harris with special appearance by Rob Lowe. They're both made for TV films in America. Check out Christmas Shoes. It's the greatest film ever. I feel like one day we'll do a screening of it and people can come for the next Christmas. It's just a terrible film.
But this is the song. Way.
The song existed before the film. So somebody's like, this song is so good, I'm going to take those 4 minutes and 50 seconds, which is a very long time for a song, and expand that into an hour and a half.
That is extraordinary.
Thank you.
I'm genuinely amazed.
It's great. And so yeah, check out the Christmas Shoes. The video by New Song is a music video cut to the film. You got nothing for me.
That's scary because that means that they wrote the song, didn't release it as a single. Somebody took it, decided like, it was so good it needed to be a film, made it into a film, then they released
it
as a single.
Don't worry about it, I'll make a
video. With the film.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why my brain went, give yourself 2 seconds.
So I'm just going to play that very quickly. It's a lot of preamble for a little payoff.
And we haven't even explained what this podcast is about this week.
This podcast is about Christmas.
And toys.
Christmas toys, because that's what you get at Christmas. Because we, in the 90s, were younger men.
I certainly, I was
boys.
Not older then than I am now.
No, me neither. I was a younger man then. I was not a teenager.
I was a man, not a boy.
I'm a man, not a boy. Remember North and South?
Of course I remember North and South.
We'll probably do an episode of that.
They did a...
Man, not a boy.
We've got to do, what was it, on the Northern Line or whatever their song
They were
was.
Called North and South.
North and South, but we need to do their TV show.
Yeah, it was great. I loved that. That was probably like the first glimpse of me wanting to be in a band.
Are you kidding? They inspired you.
I think...
him and Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain was a big inspiration, but that's boring. Yeah, so new song, Christmas Shoes. We're going to play this.
She needs new shoes to look good for Jesus if she meets Jesus tonight.
Have you ever tried to get into heaven, Ellie?
If there's one thing I know about Jesus, is that he is a real, real materialistic man.
Hey, shoes.
You've died. You have a horrible disease. You've died. But I see you're wearing
lovely
Jimmy shoes.
Jimmy shoes.
They are delicious. I love them.
It.
So
great. Louboutin.
Go straight to heaven. Do not pass St. Paul or St. Peter.
Shoe.
Just go straight to the comfy sofa.
Yeah. Just walk right on past office and the clerks.
Collect $200. Get on in.
Gift certificate to New Look shoe section.
That will make her happy. Buying shoes will make her happy.
The whole lyrics, I mean, I could go into it, but like I say, Patton Oswalt, I discovered this week, will do it far better justice than I will ever be able to mumble my way through. But we're going to talk today about Christmas. Just because it's like Christmas, we were going to do... something else. We've got in the new year, a new service will resume. Normal service will resume. Jesus Christ, this is going to be tough, isn't it?
It is, because you're awful.
Thank you. my New Year's resolution is to be less awful. But yeah, we're gonna talk for a long time today. But don't worry, because we'll split it in two.
Like halve it.
50-50. Like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Well, shall we do it on a video-by-video basis?
Do you want to go vids?
Yeah, well, I think we should base it around that. Like, we'll bring up a toy or a topic or something to do with Christmassy toys and Santa's big old sack.
Was, like, going through the data mines of my mind.
Yeah, what immediately sprang from your data mines?
I mean, like, Christmas presents, like, big ones, heavy hitters.
Big stinkers.
Basically, things that I remember desperately wanting to have and then getting them on Christmas Day. Tracy Island.
Really?
Thunderbirds.
Nice.
Did you get one? Did you have a Tracy Island?
No.
Why not?
Did really
Why
want
not?
One. I remember watching it on Blue Peter and going, that's a really cool thing. But as you know from the Art Attack episode, my mum was more the kind of person who said, why don't you make it yourself? And I said, no.
See, my mum said, I can't remember, but she didn't say that. I mean, make it sound paint her in a bad light. But she was just like, oh, we won't be able to make that. It's too hard, that. So I was like, okay. And then I got the real one for my birthday, which is far superior.
Amazing.
It's made by Chinese people.
Very highly trained.
Highly trained. Yeah. The molds. The swimming pool was hit. It would, like, recess, and then Thunderbird 1 would come out. Thunderbird 1, the rocket?
I think so.
It's fucking great. So cool.
And that's... Was that, like, heavily advertised?
I guess so. Because it was weird. Like, those shows, like, Thunderbirds was out in the 60s, right?
Yeah, if not a little later, but yeah.
60s, 70s. Yeah. It wasn't a new show. It was,
but
interesting,
it was repeated,
like, during the
and
90s,
still popular.
Like,
yeah.
It had a resurgence. I remember. Cause
Joe 90.
Joe 90. Love that as well. It wasn't set in the 90s.
I tell you, the one I hated was Stingray. I thought it was.
Why?
I tell you why, it was the song in particular.
I just sang the Stingray.
Aquamarina. I absolutely hated it. I honestly, I've forgotten how much I fucking hated it.
Sense. You just turned up the anger very quickly then. What?
I hated
it. Why are you so angry about it?
It's my level of that song, hating it. Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
God, the
Sounds
rage
now.
Was it's
Why?
Like, it's like
you
your level
water?
Of zap.
Why do you hate the water?
Because this mermaid person.
She's a babe.
Who said nothing.
You wouldn't want to get a piece of that tail, literally.
No.
Why? Swimming around?
It was just so boring.
Swimming
Joe 90 was so interesting. And
yeah,
I wanted Thunderbird
2 a lot. I can't remember
Joe 90's
theme tune, but what I always do is sing Stingray's theme tune. So I go, Joe 90, da-da-da-da-da. But that is... Stingray. Great theme tune.
In the same way that people go, James Bond.
I've never heard anyone do that. You're literally the first person I've ever heard do that.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
Crazy.
I'm not misusing the word literally. I'm just unnecessarily saying it.
That's absolutely crazy.
Isn't it?
I'm guessing the kind... When we discussed doing this podcast, the thing that first sprang into my head...
Go on.
And this is kind of a place where you could buy... You could easily buy...
You had a lot of money.
Well, you could easily buy, whatchamacallit, the Thunderbirds doodad. Is this.
Oh,
if it loads properly.
Are you
going to
play...
Will.
Oh, that's good. This video's got a lyric, so you would sing along to it. How disappointed were you,
yep,
as a child going in
that there wasn't a giant humanoid giraffe called Jeffrey?
Yeah, and it was just like some spotty twat.
It was a guy
called
going,
Jeff.
Do you want to buy a bike?
Do you want to
buy
a bike?
No, I can only afford a pack of pogs.
We haven't got that in stock anymore, so you'll have to call back. We can order it in for you.
There's been a rush.
There's been a rush.
Toys.
And we aren't prepared.
Christmas, we did not see such a rush.
That's the problem with these places now, I think. They just hire these toy shops. The problem with this country, it's gone to pot. Hiring out jobs to real humans. I long for a time.
Robots.
Giraffes.
Robot giraffes.
What did Jeff the giraffe, what were his assistants? Were they monkeys?
No, they were actually, weirdly looking back on it, were young children. They were young children helping them, helping put the toys away.
There wasn't even an under 16 minimum wage.
But just the lyrics in of themselves, I mean, it's such a sweet, catchy song.
There's millions of people all alone.
Could you do it in a Cree voice?
And there's millions of people all under one roof. It's called Toys R Us, Toys R Us, Toys R Us.
From ceiling to floor, books, bargains, and backs. Teddy's puppets and dolls. I'm making it a little bit more sinister.
I can literally see the unsubscribe button just being pressed several times when we sing this. In my head, I can see it like that.
I think people are loving it.
You think?
No.
Bad.
But honestly, I love this advert, and it was great. Such a big part
a
of my childhood.
It's a good tune as well.
It is so unfathomably catchy.
Yeah. We're good for your
kids. It just, you couldn't not go there. Couldn't. It was like...
Where was your nearest Toys R Us?
It was in Reading by the Staples, big Staples store. And I remember maybe going twice in my entire life. And it was very much you go in there, realises that everything is so much more expensive than you could possibly wrestle
now,
your mum into
now
buying.
Now you go in, you feel like a fucking bowler. You're like, I can buy that. What's that? Lego Technic, don't worry about it.
I think I might get 5 packs of football stickers. Yeah. 5! Because it's a Tuesday.
Or you go in and be like, they're charging how much for a DS? You can get this on Amazon for about £30 less.
I think people walk around Toys R Us going, take a photograph of that.
Take that, get on Amazon.
Buy that when I get home.
That's the problem. The society. All these giraffes now, they couldn't get a job at Toys R Us anymore. They're all working in a depot in Harlow.
In many ways, giraffes no longer have a place in a working
society.
It's a zero-hour
contract. It's killing off the economy.
And their only advantage...
And that's why I'm voting UKIP.
...in Toys R Us is that obviously they had very high stacking. So it's either there or IKEA that Jeffrey's around the world could get a job.
Or Macro.
Mm.
Have you ever gone Macro?
No way.
You don't know Macro?
Don't sell good toys.
They do. Or Costco. Costco would sell like 3 good wicked toys.
Oh, yeah.
A world of like sweets and ribs.
Yeah, Jeffrey would do well at Costco. But yeah, that's my key 90s toy Christmas memory.
Yeah, what? You only went to Toys R Us twice, but it stuck with you.
No, but it was the long... Because Christmas is all about the sizzle, not the steak. It's all about the, ooh, what's happening tomorrow? Ooh, Christmas Eve, not actually Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And it was watching these adverts going, ooh, I could get the...
It's like being an addict.
Yeah.
The actual hit itself isn't the thing that drives you. It's the wanting it.
The hit is just
and that's
a release.
And what I like to do is I like to compare the joy of children to being a heroin addict. Merry Christmas.
I really want this Pog.
In
now I've got
veins.
It. I wish I just looked forward to the Pog.
Do you like Pogs? You collect a lot of Pogs?
I collected a lot of Pogs.
I don't think I did.
You did?
I remember Book Club. Scholastic Book Club?
Book Club.
Do you remember Book Club?
No.
You don't remember Book Club?
What's
you
book
went
club?
A different type of school to me.
What's Book Club?
Book Club was basically you get a brochure through to school, and every kid got one, and you could order books from the club, and then they would send them to school. You have to fill in a form,
check
postal order, sure. Bring it to school. They send them off. You get the books to school. You get to take the books home. It's a normal retail transaction. Just
I like it. Pre-internet.
You never did a book club.
No.
No, Jesus.
I just said. I'd like this book. And then a flying monkey from the future would come through the window and give me all the works of Defoe.
William Defoe?
Yeah.
Did he write a lot of books, William?
Willem, yeah, quite a few.
Is it Willem?
Well, the actor is called Willem Defoe.
But it's spelt William.
No.
W-I-L-L-A-M.
W-I-L-L-E-M.
Is it?
It's a Dutch name, Willem.
Willem. They probably say Willem in Holland, wouldn't they?
Perhaps. You know best. You're the Dutch master.
Je ne
sais pas, probably.
Je ne comprends pas.
But yeah, that was one key one. I would also say that my big one, in terms of...
So you love Toys R Us?
Toys I had to have...
Go on.
...were Digimon.
Digital Monsters, Digimon are the champions. Digimon, Digital Monsters, Digimon are... Digimon's quite late 90s.
Yes, it was.
Did you play Pokemon?
Yes, I did.
Pokemon was... I was, like, well into Pokemon. I still am. Not in, like, an ironic way. I thought I'd probably tell that to myself. But I've been playing Pokemon a lot recently.
What, you play on your iPad? How's it work?
Play it on my Nintendo DS, 3DS. Anybody wants to play Poke Battles with me? Just tweet me your friend code, I'll add you.
Can you just tell me...
Go on.
Put your pinky up if you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
I'm very serious right now. I got my DS out. Where is it?
You are a serious...
Look, to your right. What's that? What do you see there?
You're a serious Pokemaster.
Look at that. There's my DS.
My
game.
Sweet lord. Can I just tell you how far I got?
We're in a different recording studio right now. We're in my bedroom.
I got to, obviously, Red and Blue were the original.
Yep.
I got Yellow, so I was a little bit late.
Pikachu following you around.
But I loved Yellow.
It's good because Pikachu follows you around the whole time.
But annoyingly, you don't want to start with Pikachu, because it's not
rubbish.
That useful.
Electricity? Are you kidding me? You meet as a rock Pokemon, you thought.
What I have in front of me is some of the scariest shit in the world. Right. So I've picked this out from just, not fully under his bed.
It's just recently released.
But
it's not like it's...
slightly hidden, but not really.
Blue magazines. I'm not afraid to hide them.
Yeah, you should be. This is a Nintendo 3DS.
Yes, new. Pre-ordered that on Amazon.
Cartridge.
Don't worry about it.
He pre-ordered it.
Yeah, get it on release day.
This is how far as I remember it, right? Red, blue.
Yeah.
They came out at once, and you had to swap with your friends with a cable.
Gotta
you had to buy a cable.
I think
you've
got to catch them all.
Well, if I know one thing in this life,
you've got to catch them all.
You do have to catch them all.
Pokemon, gotta catch them all. That's so true.
I've got some amazing Pokemon adverts that I've got ready to play.
Oh my god, can we play them?
Won't do them just now, but we're going to do it very, very shortly.
Don't tease me
so
like that.
So when Red, Blue, Yellow,
yeah.
Then was it Sapphire?
No.
It was Gold.
Silver and Gold.
There was Ruby.
I mean, I lost count. I mean, what you've got there in your hand is Omega Ruby, which is a...
Why Omega Ruby?
Because what they've done is they took the Ruby game and they... I could hear the sentence in my head.
Now, this is great. I want you to look up the list of different Pokemon releases.
Bulbapedia. Pokemon's Wikipedia. Bulbapedia.
Is it called Bulbapedia?
Bulbasaur.
After the
Bulbasaur,
first plant.
One of the starter Pokemons.
He's a very good Pokemon.
He's great. Grass type. You want to get him up against... Avoid fire, obviously, because you'll be in trouble.
I always thought fire
was
quite
water,
weak.
Don't worry about it.
I felt fire was weak in its ability.
I'll set you on fire right now, and you'll realize that it's very different.
Mm.
Like, if I just took a flame to you right now.
Can I point out the weirdness of what Pokemon actually encouraged you to do?
Catch everything.
Cage.
Kidnap people.
And kidnap innocent creatures.
Well, they
then
talked about
brutally
the
train them
yeah, but they
into
about
becoming...
It in the
bastards.
They love the runners. It's just no
different
to...
Why do they love them? Because they've got bloody Stockholm syndrome. Because they've been trapped inside a tiny, tiny ball.
I think you're taking like this too seriously, man.
Says the man on Bulbapedia.
Yeah, bookmarks are a different thing. I cannot...
Oh, I just remember what he sounded like in the cartoons.
Ish.
Bulbasaur.
Pikachu.
It's funny how the creatures in Pokemon just said what their names were. So it went Red, Blue, then Yellow.
Yeah. Then they brought Pokemon Stadium. Do you remember that on N64?
Nope.
It was cool because basically you would play... just think about how much we were ripped off as kids.
Oh, absolutely taken to the cleaners.
Just, you play a game, right? And then they're like, well, you have to buy a Nintendo 64 now. Why? So you can just plug in your actual Game Boy game into... Pokemon Stadium, and just play the same game again, but you'll be able to like look at it in 3D.
Rubbish.
It's great.
Then so what was the next level of Game Boy
Gold
Color?
And Silver.
It was Gold and Silver, right?
And they brought Crystal version.
Crystal was their version of the Yellow.
And then the Game Boy Advance came out. This is the noughties, so we wouldn't really
But let's,
talk
let's
about
keep it going. Ruby and Sapphire.
Oh, right. So and then they did Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Emerald.
I think they just did. They redid the first games.
But in advance.
But Game Boy Advance. And then they did an Emerald edition.
This is incredible.
And then they did Diamond and Pearl on the DS.
They are genuinely running out of different, like, valuable things.
And then they did...
Heart, Gold,
Welcome
and
to the
Soul.
Pokemon podcast.
No, this is all gold, man. And silver.
And they did Black and White.
Oh, X and Y.
That's the new ones. I've got that as well.
X and Y. And what's this one here? Alpha, Sapphire. And this is your one,
Omega
Ruby.
So you Ruby and Sapphire re-releases of... You just play that. I just completed it. I've got some level 70s. Don't worry about it.
So do you have friends on this?
Do I have friends? That's a good question. No.
Do you play people on
this? A guy at my work plays it. I made him buy the blue one because he has a Nintendo. He likes games. And he was like, oh, I'm probably not going to buy Alpha Sapphire. I was like, no, I'll buy it. And then we can
You wanted him
other.
To get the other one so you
He's
could swap.
He's got Alpha Sapphire. I got Omega Ruby. We pre-ordered them at the same time. I've got Prime. I don't worry.
And
don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I've got an income.
I think now it's
We
time...
make sweet money out of this podcast.
This is sweet money. This is the first advert that was released in the US. I'm about to play for you.
About Pokemon.
I want to point out to you just some general background.
Before you play, I want to tell a story as well.
It's a sweaty, fat bus driver. It starts with a bus driver, and then he lets Pikachu onto his bus. Pikachu goes up the bus steps.
Blows up.
And that's the beginning, okay?
Now, before you play it, I just want to say, so when I was a kid... Let's pause that a second.
Paused it.
Thank you. When I was a kid, we went on holiday to Florida.
Florida.
To Disneyland, Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure, such on. Wet and Wild. I don't think we went there. But we went for a fun holiday vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think now. I think the Game Boy Color was out by then. I don't remember playing... Or maybe I had a... Maybe it's my original Game Boy. But anyway... No, I definitely had a Game Boy Color. Maybe I don't know. Like, I can't go back in time. But we went up to America. I used to read Nintendo magazine. I was like, oh, this is cool. I want to look at other games I can get in America that aren't out in the UK.
Yeah, the ultimate manna from heaven is something from America. I watched Jurassic Park in America.
Oh, my God. You went to the cinema in America. That's like
I snuck in America, and I watched ..
So basically what you're saying is we were kids in America.
Kids in America.
Well,
I mean, I didn't go to America at all, but you'd make lies up about it.
You didn't go to America?
Well, like, maybe...
You didn't go to Jurassic Park. You told us.
No. But that, no.
I got excited for you. Then.
No. I'll tell you what actually happened is there was somebody at school who had a pirated copy of it, so I watched it in there.
Of JP.
Of the Jap.
That's cool. But yeah, so I heard about Pokemon. I was like, oh, this game looks cool. I remember seeing it, like, on Weird During the Day in Cartoon Network or something like that. Like, what is this program?
Ash Ketchum.
Gotta catch them all. Two and two together. Anyway, bought Pokemon. Was wicked at it. Came to the UK. I was like, guys, I've got the playground. Pokemon. Guys, Pokemon's going to be huge. Trust me.
And you can use the cartridge from the US in your thing.
Sure, this is pre-regions. And, because, you couldn't order stuff on the internet. So why did they care? So I had it, and it was just like, guys, this is going to take off. Don't worry about it. And then, guess what? Took off. All these kids were like, oh, Pokemon, have you got it? I was sick at Pokemon by that point, so I just owned everyone.
So
I was
you
like,
just oh, destroyed level 70 everyone. Mewtwo.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, we'll play Pokemon. Link up. Had to plug the cable in, the two Game Boys together. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Two Game Boys together. Just owned those shit. Psychic, like that. Bang, bang, psychic.
Could you tell me all of the different varieties of Pokemon there are now?
Back in the day, I got to tell you 150, but there's loads now. I was like 400 or 500.
Okay, give me just the types.
There's obviously got fire, water, electric... Rock, dragon, fairy,
bird,
fly. They call it air, flying, I think, flying type. It's amazing that I ever lost my virginity when I listened to
really
this, isn't it?
Or as they
or
would
I
say,
have a long term relationship.
As they would say, pokey virginity. Because this was a show that stuck.
Listen, I poked a woman.
Pokey in front of everything.
Yeah.
It was a pokey car, a pokey bus.
Pokey fuck. Pokey vagina.
Pokey pocket. No. Because, of course, Pokey stands for pocket.
Pocket, pocket monster.
Here's the ridiculous bus advert I was talking about. And you'll realise why I'm bringing it to your attention, because it is so flipping weird. Here it is. Oh. Bus, Pikachu.
Now I want to see this.
Hey, little buddy, want a ride?
Pikachu!
Yeah, whatever.
I'll be right back.
Where can you catch all 150 Pokemon?
Oh, I see. Got
you. On your Game Boy, that's where. Pokemon from Game Boy is here. With both packs, you can catch them all. Games and systems sold
separately. This
so,
separately.
So it is a big, sweaty, rather overweight man who takes,
catch them all.
Who takes a bus full of small, tiny creatures, puts them in a trash compactor... Crushes them, it turns into a Game Boy, then he plays it. So why would a 12-year-old boy or an 8-year-old boy want to be like this fat, sweaty
you
man?
You try and crush your brothers or sisters in a bus before?
Gotta crush them all. I just don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I hear you. I understand you, all right? Don't worry about it. But I feel like you haven't played Pokemon, did you? Did you not play it on the Game Boy?
I played it a lot. Yellow, I played
you're
a lot.
You're talking about this Yellow. You're going on about it.
That's the one I had, so I played it a lot.
You've never gone further than that. Buy a 3DS, we'll play over Christmas. Get one from fucking Empire. They must be giving that shit away.
at Empire's magazine I work for, and yeah, we can't move for fucking 3DSs.
Last time I went in, I had to punch my way through a 3DS XL. It was weird. I had to punch right through it. I was like, Ali, where are you?
They were just flat screen TVs and naked women.
Ali, like, works. They pay him about 3p an hour.
That's correct.
But they do give him
3DSs for food.
Nintendo Wii U, sure. Xbox One. I've got one of those as well.
They use it for fuel, essentially.
Xbox Live buddies, give me a shout.
So desperate for friends.
I don't have any. I'm alone. Why do you think I do a podcast with you? Oh. You don't even like me.
I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
Get out of your own house. So yeah, Pokemon is what I offer to the table.
That's all you've got.
You obviously trounced me with that.
Short this podcast.
Obviously, it's like subsidiary or it's spin-off, or if not that, its brother was Digimon.
Digital Monsters.
Yeah, which was the male equivalent of Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi was viewed as the female girly version.
I thought you were going to say it was the male equivalent of Pokemon, like a dig at me. You're like, that's the male equivalent of Pokemon, you pussy.
You call that a digital monster. Yeah, so basically, I played a lot of Digimon because
you
put it on your keychain,
and then that's right, and they had the two magnetic things they joined together, didn't they?
And you pinch it together.
Did you have a blue one or a brown one?
I had a brown one.
Personal question. I had a blue one.
Did you?
Yeah, we could have fought.
We could have totally fought.
They just came at each other, didn't they? So like,
but what annoyed me is that once you touched, it had already decided who'd won or not. You were just watching. And then it would fire in bursts of like either like a blocking ball
or
it would be two
flames.
Yeah, two flames.
I'm getting flashbacks now.
Do you know what I mean? And if you got the two flames, you're like, get in!
Come on! Two flames. If the two flames touched, though,
what would happen?
You get electric shock.
And that was bad.
That was bad. I had that, though.
I've got the advert for that.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen this in so long.
I'm just going to set up the advert. This was all about boys, boys, boys. It was all
Shall we buy some of these? You must be able to get these.
Digital, yeah. They're on eBay. Yeah, yeah. Hang on, I'm just going to start it again, because this is another US advert. I don't think the UK had it
but
similar.
Digimon. Prepare to Digimon, the original digital monster. How well you train him determines the monster you get. Yeah. Train him to shadow box, to battle. Yeah. And when you've taught him enough,
prepare to Digimon.
Challenge another Digimon. And if you've taught your monster well, you'll be victorious. Yeah.
It's good.
What annoyed me about American
it
adverts?
Looks like, you know the emoji of poo?
Yes, there
That's
was poo
the two,
everywhere. Digimon had
poo
everywhere.
Shit, no, all the shop.
If you didn't look after
clean
Digimon,
up, they get pissed off, man.
Or your Tamagotchi, it really taught you that you had to turn their light off when they went to sleep. You had to clean up after them. If they were damaged after a fight, you had to heal them.
Yes,
but they would.
What do you do to heal them?
They would evolve. They would be like a normal basic
monster.
Like they're
copying Pokemon.
Then it would turn into this magical like flying thing or whatever. But it was very much a nurturing.
Very Darwinist.
Yeah, it was very. Yeah, it was like you forgot to feed him. Oh my god, you had swimming practice. Oh my god,
there's like a Christian version of Digimon where like he just appears and it's like, yep, so it is.
Here you go.
7 days of like this world appearing, like some poos appear, and then all of a sudden it's like fully evolved Digimon.
Life.
As we know it.
Intelligent design did start with Digimon. So yeah, that was a very cool thing for me. And the idea of actually battling someone was a real...
It's cool. Fuck you. And you'd been having a hard time, obviously, getting the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah, in the
neck. Your neck's in tatters. You're just like a windsock of a neck by this point. Flopping around.
It was basically a rubber band with a torn string.
Just you. I can't imagine you as a child without having like a beard and like your hair. So in my head, it's just like you, but
beardy-less.
No, in my head, you have a beard.
I was a 12-year-old bearded.
But you like just look like
a digital monster.
What's his name? Flat Stanley.
Oh,
like your neck's just like flapping around.
I think myself is more Mr. Fantastic, but it's similar.
Okay, well, yeah, turn into a teapot
or a zombie. But yeah, that was
Zombie Stanley.
I love that. I have a distinct memory of
playing that,
trying to make it work. And then also you've got the knockoff versions. You have the knockoff Tamagotchi and the knockoff Digimon.
I mean, like, you've set me up there because, so, it's weird really when I think about it, that I just didn't have that stuff. My mother was like, that's rubbish. You don't want that.
It's crap.
It's a load of crap. But I had my mum's cousin lived in Aberdeen. So we lived out in the country. And she used to go to, like, the market where you could buy...
To say the exact same thing. It's always down the market.
It's, like, down the market. Like, they were just... You don't really get that as much anymore. because it's on eBay. You should buy like fake ones on eBay. You can go on eBay and buy like Game Boy emulators. But you just download them, and it was like a weird, like, how do you get this thing? It seems impossible. How do I go and get this? How do I obtain it? There's no internet to search. I can't go, like, I can't go on eBay and go Tamagotchi and then like some random thing. So we had this weird thing, me and my brother, and they were basically, it was the same engine, let's say, but it was different. And the battery lasted like a week.
But Tamagotchis, you just grew and made happy and looked after it. There was no fighting. It was just a growth.
And I wrote it down in my notes because I remember, I have this distinct memory of being on a bus one day and realizing that on a Tamagotchi, you could just fuck around with a date and time.
Oh my God, yes! Oh, and this was huge!
Like, and you were just like...
This was huge.
Life is meaningless.
You could change the date. Christ, that was such a game-changing moment.
Hours and days, like, not even hours, days, weeks, months. You're like, look after this, don't die, don't die, don't die. And then, let's see what it would morph into. Hold on a sec, if I just bump up the date here, just give that a kick up the jacksy. Away we go. Forget about it.
It's Margaret Thatcher.
Thatcher, the milk's been taken away from me.
Yeah. It doesn't crap anymore. It
doesn't crap me. Everything's been privatised.
It sleeps for 4 hours a night.
Yeah. The coal mine at Workington's been closed down. You said Thatcher.
One of its cabinet members is speaking behind her back.
The unions are pissed off at it.
Yeah.
It's joined a union in the big...
It's carrying a handbag.
Yeah. Losing its mind. It's got dementia.
It has a very pleasant, amiable, slightly silly husband.
Yeah. It has a biopic that portrays her in a light that it shouldn't have ever portrayed her because she's a horrible woman.
In many ways... In many ways, I'm so glad I got Maggie Thatcher-saurus.
Tammy Thatcher. Tammy Gotcha Thatcher. No, I can't think of it.
Tammy Thatcher.
Thatcher-gotchi.
Thatcher-gotchi. Please make that the band name. Your new band should be called Thatcher-gotchi.
Thatcher-gotchi. Hashtag Thatcher-gotchi. That's this week's Twitter handle.
And then it should be... Their first single should be called Kick Me in the Neck.
Kick Me in the Neck. Yeah, I remember just that day I'd be on the bus and be like, oh... So, hold on, I don't have to do any hard work at all.
This
I can
changes
just cheat
everything.
And life goes on. And that was the day I became a cynical prick.
So what toys are you going to bring to my table, bro?
Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, yeah! I love it.
I remember getting Crash Test Dummies for Christmas. My friend had the whole...
set? Family?
The center. Remember that? There was the test center.
Oh, there was a test center. Yeah. So explain to the uninformed what a crash test dummy is.
Crash test dummies, well, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. They're not the 90s rock band. Do you know that song?
No.
Once there was this girl who... Don't know that song?
No.
Wow, it's called
Is that true?
By Crash Test Dummies. It's a famous song. People at home are like, I know this song. People in the bus are like, I know this song.
People are trying.
People tucking down to a Christmas turkey dinner. By the way, you have to listen to this while you're eating dinner.
Quick question. Did you have to cook so many sprouts?
I like Brussels sprouts.
Secret confession, so do I.
Go on. That's why you always are farting. I had a burger the other day. I had Brussels sprouts in it. I had a turkey, Christmas turkey burger.
You're such a show-off.
It's cool.
So, Crash Test Dummy, they were... What?
Basically, they were like toys.
Mm. Like, you know, your regular action men.
You'd play with them, and you'd create fictional situations. And we'll play you the advert here. Basically, they crashed, and when they hit impact, they had like pressure points. Everything would just explode off of them.
So it was, you know, like a bucking bronco, but with humanoids.
Like a bucking bronco, but with their heads, everything's bouncing around. You could get different cars, the ultimate was the test center. I didn't have the test center. I just think I had some of the toys.
So this was the Tracy Island or the Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah, my mate had it. I remember because we'd go around and play with them. I've got a funny story about Crash Systems. I'll tell you in a second.
Can't wait.
It's a good big setup. Here's the advert.
It's the incredible Crash Dummies! Whoa! Some days this job's hard to face! Now the Crash Dummies have a crash test center where Slick, Spin, and all the dummies face the ultimate test!
Nice body slam!
There's even a place to crunch your crash car!
You guys really
crack me up.
Don't you be a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
And leave the crash into us.
The Incredible Crash Dummies. Crash Test Center comes with everything shown. You put it together.
What's incredible about that is the satisfaction in seeing all the limbs fly off a humanoid thing.
That was the kickoff. That was
the best. But did you find with these that if you crashed them too many times, that they'd unfortunately not click back together again?
Yeah. Well, that's life, man.
You wouldn't click. That's life. You wouldn't click the limbs back into the sockets properly.
No.
So you'd get that one crash test dummy that you just sling against the wall.
What you like? It's like. You crush the stomach to be then we're like, just one more hit. One more hit, I'm good.
I can do it.
I can do it. Take me to the jungle gym.
Tap me in.
I can do
it. Tap me in, bro.
And then it's suddenly a lot of power and a lot of energy. Like that. You can see it in their eyes.
It's like the wrestler. Mickey Rourke was a crash test dummy.
Was he?
No.
Okay. Don't lie to me.
He does look like one.
Tell you?
He does look like one.
He looks like one now. He looks like one that's been sort of melted in the microwave.
I actually, oh wow, this is a real confession. So you're talking about money spinners, like Total Time Sucks and Money Sucks.
Yeah.
I got into, for a period.
Mickey Rourke. Collectibles. You used to collect everything Mickey Rourke was into. Shirts, autographs, badges.
Hot pants.
You were the wrestler. You were sniffing
those. Oh man, I had the crash test dino center.
You were in Russia recently watching that boxing match, am I correct?
I organized it.
You got that guy to take the fall.
Honestly, it was called Kick Me in the Neck. Mickey Rourke takes on all comers.
Kick Me in the Rourke. And it was...
Dine Another Day.
Oh.
It was pretty great. Anyway, so...
But when you weren't collecting that, what else were you into?
You're gonna laugh at me. And I took the piss out of you for Games Workshop. Not Games Workshop for Pokemon.
How dare you, because I was not into Games Workshop.
I was into Games Workshop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, honestly.
See...
The painting and the lead figurines and... You know, I was into Warhammer 40,000, like, in a big way.
But that's weird, because you just previously said there, your mum was like, we're not making Tracy Island. You can do it. And you're like, I'm not going to do that. All you have to do is paint some rocks in a pool. And you're like,
no, you don't. No, you
don't. Hold on a second. Let me finish. Oh, you're like, you know what? I don't want to just do a basic landscape. Let me paint some of the smallest things imaginable.
You're thinking of the tiny versions, like the epic Warhammer. There were actual regular figurines, which were about, I don't know, about the size of your index finger, maybe your middle finger. So they were a decent size to paint.
Oh.
But I agree with you. They're not like...
They're tiny.
They're not like huge by any means.
Yeah.
But it's not like, oh, I can't be bothered to do Tracy Island, so I'll paint this fucking
tiny
thumbnail.
Little thing, yeah.
But it, yeah.
Because people did paint those. They're intricate. I was always in awe.
It would always scared me how they did like a whole landscape, like a Lord of the Rings Mordor thing. And it was just like this massive gravel pit.
What are you doing?
And people would just paint them. Whereas what I did is I bought about five models and then painted over them in base coat and then just slapped on as much red as possible and went, well, I've screwed that up, haven't I?
They're bleeding.
You've
got a bleeder.
Yeah, I used to collect the Blood Angels, which was a brand of the kind of the Space Marines. And it was very much like Aliens, which I thought was a really cool film, which I'd seen some of. Like,
see, that's interesting. That's where you and I differ, because, so like, to me, Pokemon was like pop culture. Like, everyone liked Pokemon for a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course I agree with you. Totally. Like, everyone had a Pokemon phase.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's cool. I mean, not everyone's 26 years old still playing it.
Nope.
Yep. On Amazon.
I want to point out that that's what I'm taking the piss out of. Pokemon is not something I'm going, oh, I can't believe in 1996 you like Pokemon.
Yeah,
oh.
And I mean, Nintendo, that's the problem with Nintendo, but that's another conversation.
The problem with Nintendo.
Well, just
recycle
kids,
the same stuff.
Programs, isn't it? Mario.
What? When am I going to get my Dark Knight Mario?
Yeah. We get a Lego version of it. You know what I mean? There's never any darkness. I'm not interested in that. Catch them all. But anyway. But, yeah, like war, like that stuff was like, oh, that was proper nerdy, man.
And
it was like,
it's proper nerdy and proper expensive.
The XP of that one's not very strong.
Roll the 12-sided dice.
But ironically, you've got all of that in Pokemon. HP, PP.
I know. But it's so funny that all of these games that we're saying are cool, and I like role playing games even now, and I like
RPGs. You're a fan of the RPG.
That sort of like
it's safe to say that
if you invest, you'll get something out of it. Like there's a certain element of, well, I'm growing this one, or I'm training, or whatever.
Yeah,
they're all based on these card games or
turn based,
whatever Warhammer shit.
Mm.
And they went, you know, all this where you spend all the money and you repaint them and blah blah blah. Fuck that noise. Here's a digital version. It's much more fun. It's much cheaper.
Instant. That's what I'm all about. Instant fix.
Which is why you lie in bed with your lovely girlfriend.
My girlfriend sleeps. And you I play Pokemon.
And 4 a.m. It's,
I mean,
not,
that's
it's not
even a joke.
It's not I can't get any sleep. It's just, God, I need to get level 70.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to do my experience share. Trying to face the final four gym leaders again.
I'd forgotten about the gym leaders.
Hard. I've got my badges. I've completed the game. I've completed the bonus game, and I'm trying to collect some. I mean, it's just
what's
pathetic.
The noise when you, you know, meet when you meet an encounter? Isn't there a noise?
I don't
for
know. I turn up the volume off because
you don't want to wake up your girlfriend.
No, I listen to podcasts. I listen to myself. I just play my own podcasts. but I'm not doing that.
You're playing that right now.
Yeah. I mean, in the background, we'll do some commentary episodes soon.
You've got a bot running on your 3DS.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get the stats up. Trying to get us in that top 40 again.
Just mining.
No, I played it with the sound off because I played it with the sound on for a bit. And I was like, and I remember playing it with the headphones in as a kid. It's mental.
Da, da, da.
It's almost like that's the Mission Impossible theme tune, but it's similar to that.
Tom Cruisimon.
I took my granny and granddad to see Mission Impossible in the theatre.
Did you?
The cinema for my pocket money. That's one of the, I think, maybe the only film I've ever seen in the cinema twice.
Did your grandmother enjoy the bit where Tom Cruise nearly gets a helicopter blade?
Yeah.
To the neck.
Like where your microphone is now.
And your grandmother was like,
Granny Fife, she was petrified.
Granny Fife?
Yeah.
Her name's Granny Fife.
Well, I mean, her name's Evelyn, but yeah, Granny Fife.
But do you name your grandmother after where she's from?
No, it's her fucking surname.
What?
Fife. It's a Scottish surname.
You couldn't be more Scottish.
Yes, well, I am.
Who are you?
Granny Fife, Grandad Fife.
This is nothing.
Granny Drummond. Done.
Uncle Scott, Billy Edinburgh.
How dare you? How dare you, racist.
Johnny Glasgow.
You're going to be fucking Johnny No-Neck in a minute, mate.
Anyway, Pokemon, incredibly big deal. But yeah, my confession is Games Workshop, Warhammer 40,000 was a really big deal for me.
Big.
So look, I can't really, I'm a total nerd as well, so I'm not judging.
But it's just
harshly.
Weird because like I remember being like, I don't get this is nerdy. I'm not into that.
But Pokemon's A-okay.
Pokemon's cool. I didn't collect the trading cards though. I collect like the collectible cards.
Oh yeah, there were cards that came with them.
Yeah. Like they were like ones from.
There were shiny ones.
Not the trading card game. Not the actual turn based with the element. Not that one.
Like, although I did enjoy that. I did that.
Shiny Charizard. Don't worry about it. I remember that's one of the saddest moments of my life. I remember this, and it stuck with me. It's depressing. So in Scotland, you go to primary school till year 7. Which is in England, I think you start secondary school in year 7, don't you?
Yes.
Right, so primary school year 7, but what they do is to try and get you into what it'll be like to go to big school. They send you there for like a week in year 7. So Pokemon, I went to a tiny school, like 60, 70 kids, the whole lot.
Because you lived on an island.
I lived in an island in Scotland, in the Coota Cullen. It was a tiny place, and I remember going to big school, and I had my Pokemon cards in my back pocket to try and like do some trades with kids.
Clever move.
And I was like, well, listen, I'm opening up to a whole world of trading right here. It'd be crazy not to bring them.
This is a very open market.
It's a big open market. And I'm a
Alan
fan of
Sugar
the free,
would love it.
Free market. I was trying to buy an Amstrad. And I remember being like, oh, do like kids play Pokemon here? And they were like, we don't play Pokemon here. What are you, a fucking kid? And just being heartbroken. Like, just being like, oh.
So when you got to big school, no one played Pokemon?
I had Pokemon cards in my back pocket my first day. And then I remember getting home and, like, putting them on the side and be like, it's over.
So that's when it stopped for you?
And then very quickly got into guitars and, like.
Girls.
Not girls, but music.
That's
girls
crazy.
Not
that's
far
so
off,
sad.
It was. I remember bummed out. I was bummed out because I was just like, it's done, man. It's over.
I'm glad you had the nous to go, well, look, I realise this isn't cool in my school.
Put my hat off. Put my Ash Ketchum hat off. I, fucking put my talking Pikachu in the cupboard. Took the batteries out of it.
Put Dexter, the Pokedex, back in the bin.
I had a Pokedex.
Jesus Christ, Ross, what's going on here? You had a Pokedex?
Yeah, I had a Pokedex. It was made by, what are they called, Tiger? Remember Tiger used to make all the LCD games?
Yeah.
That's spoiled. I didn't have Tamagotchi, but when it came to that stuff, I had that. Because I think my mum and dad rewarded passion. And that's why I've done well now. They see that I was passionate about something, and you reward it. Because that's how you become a better person. You have interest in hobbies.
But you talk about cards and collecting.
Yeah.
The thing I collected is in I had all of them, and I collected every single one. I never did football stickers, right. Although I tried to, and
I
then I realised how
I
realised how expensive it was, so I kind of left it be. But the one that really got me, and when you look back on it, Pokemon, I joked about how essentially all it is teaching you how to be a capitalist bastard. Buy everything, own everything, yeah. Dominate.
Same today.
Tazos.
Oh.
Where packs came in.
Fucking crisp packets.
Crisp packets.
Mental. So what I would, great idea.
I would buy packs of crisps, so obviously have the Tazos yeah. in them, but then I would not necessarily eat the crisps, and if I did, it would be later, because I just wanted the sweet, sweet nectar of interlocking plastic discs with tiny little grooves in them.
But you didn't actually do that, did you?
Anybody who used the plastic discs to build any kind of scientific-looking object.
Mind? Are you out of your mind? I'm asking you a question right now. Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind? No.
Because who the fuck did that?
Me.
You built Tazos.
No, I didn't.
You put them in the ring binder.
I definitely put them in a ring binder.
You put them in the official Warner Brothers Looney Tunes ring binder.
Because the first round were Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
And I remember...
And it was just basically
Tasmanian
just
Devil
pockets.
Was very rare, and I needed
well,
that
one.
Well,
it was one. The one that had all of them.
All of them.
It was the one that was every single one of them. I think my mum sold out the car boot for about a fiver.
I still have the
yeah,
complete.
Of course you do.
I have the complete Star Wars.
I had that as well. That was in like a
Tazo folder.
Do you remember when Filofaxes were a thing?
Oh, let's do this because Filofax I was absolutely huge
what
on.
What is that? It doesn't make any sense.
And like, I want to look it up because the one that I loved was the Spy one.
Spy one. I had a Pop Stars one. I had a football
you
one.
You did?
Yeah, because I used to love PJ and Duncan. My first pop concert, I went to see PJ and Duncan.
Did you?
Yeah, the Crazy Cats.
That was a bit hype.
You Crazy Cats.
Here it goes. Secret Agent Spy Kit.
It had
Spy
like,
Filofax.
But what a genius idea. The Filofax company were like, listen, we've all... Staples, it's like the product meeting.
Right next to Toys R Us. We've seen over the window.
Jeffrey, come in here a second. Get your neck in. Stick your neck in on this one.
Jeffrey! Sit.
Normally, we say... Keep your neck. Don't stick your neck into business you shouldn't be. But we need your neck in this business because you've got a long neck. That's the joke there. And
ha ha.
Yeah, we've just had a shipment come through from the factory. We've oversold on cardboard binders. We need to hawk some of these to some kids.
Hawk them to kids.
We need to hawk them to kids. I mean, that's the sort of turn of phrase I imagine. Toys R Us exec uses, you know?
Yeah, of course.
We need to flog this to some brats.
I remember them being the Spy one was the key one because it was all like puzzles and crosswords.
Scholastic Book Club. You ordered the books.
Actually, I do remember it now.
Filofaxes were in there. Yeah. That's where you got that shit. Where else are you buying it?
Because then you have to... And there was a regular Filofax, which was obviously in a kind of graph paper design, which was more like kind of drawing and whatever.
Keep your notes.
But spying was... crosswords and secret clues and like how to write in lemon and all that kind of shit. And I honestly adored that. It was one of those things that I honestly read all the way through and I did all the way
you
through.
You do all your show notes in a lemon ink still. That's correct.
That's correct, which is ruining my iPad.
I know, yeah. But it smells nice in here.
It does. It really does. I actually can't find it on... I can't find it on Google. I can't find it on shopping.
Of course, because it's all written in lemon ink. That's not indexable.
I feel like a bloody idiot.
What's your
now?
Analytics on that? Analyze lemons. Which was the sequel to Analyze This.
Fun facts. That's what they were called.
Oh my God.
Fun facts.
I had that.
The fun facts organizer system with really bright yeah. red and yellow.
I mean, it looks like it was like our mate
Art Attack.
Buchanan's had his turn in that, hasn't he?
So
I had that. And you get the different inserts.
There it is.
Yes, I had that as well. It was, Spy file.
This is the one I'm talking about. The fun facts spy file, and it would be like the spy with the missing brain. And
we talked
a lot about what we're going to do in this podcast. Yeah. I like that organically through this podcast, I have remembered something which I didn't just love.
I don't remember that at all.
I adored. It was like the big
them all.
And there was another one where it was like a puzzle book where you opened it and it was essentially drawings, but you worked out how to. It was like a map or a maze book,
right?
But it was how you climbed up up an old ramshackle house and how you move
around.
But if Filofax and Fun Facts were just the absolute best, you can buy them hardcover, quote unquote, for £49.77 on Amazon.
Have you got Empire got a company credit card?
Do you think that Empire? I mean, when we're not like washing ourselves with Nintendo 3DSs or like blowing our noses.
Who publishes that?
Fun Facts. Christ knows. I'm just going to look up Fun Facts and see first came up with Fun Facts. I'm so glad you had the original Fun Facts, because otherwise
I had them all, because you could buy the inserts.
Oh yeah, you added more
from
like
macro.
Shark.
To get them from macro.
You'd add like the shark or the trombone.
We're going to post some of these pictures. Where should we post these? On the Facebook page?
Facebook page.
Check out 1990s podcast, facebook.com/1990s podcast. If any of you have got the original, have you still got any of these anywhere?
There was a Robot Wars Fun Facts.
Well, I mean, Robot Wars is mental. We'll
superhuman feats. That
Robot
was
Wars the naughty, so we can't talk about that.
That's true. On two wheels, tricky Play stickers. Mm-hmm. Oh, and with the spy thing, you have inserts which were stories.
Yeah.
So the dangerous, deadly game, or the deadly, dangerous game, the spy with a missing brain. But then you would add things to the Fun Facts. You could, oh my God, there was an Art Attack Fun Facts.
Was there?
There was an Art
if
Attack Fun Facts.
If anyone has that, we'll buy it off you.
There was a sticker that said, I'm into Fun Facts, are you?
Yes, I am.
I really, 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 really am.
So, yeah, I mean, oh, fuck, I forgot about the Fun Facts, man. They're great.
There was a Fun Facts on looking good.
Can you look up like Fun Facts Pop at PJ and Duncan?
I'll give it a try.
Because I had that one. And as a kid, I used to like Newcastle United because I found out that's what PJ and Duncan's favourite one
was. When I googled Fun Facts Pop, Billy Piper next to the old school Top of the Pops logo, good, she cropped up. Cropped up.
Yeah, she's wearing one.
Oh my God, there it is! The Fun Facts joke file.
I had that as well.
Big yellow gunge.
We're spoiled, aren't we, kids?
This is what really... No. My mum wouldn't buy me anything unless she could reason with me, like that it was educational. So, for example,
jokes.
If I wanted
joke
anything exactly. to do with Fun Facts was educational.
Right, I see.
The, what were they called? The
Doring
Kindersley.
Doring Kindersley, DK.
Eyewitness Guides.
Mm.
If I could reason it, I could beg for one, and I'd get one.
Need this one on Russian literature.
I need this on Egyptian mythology, please, Mum.
So that I reasoned with that. I've reasoned with that, Ali, don't worry about it.
Well reasoned.
My dog weed on the Doring Kindersley, Daddy.
What?
She came around the house to try and sell some stuff and she weed on her. He weed on her. It's funny.
Do you remember this one?
Yeah, I had
the
that.
Fun Facts joke file.
I had that.
It was a red Looney Tunes kind
it's
of
funny,
like
that, isn't it?
Circles.
Red noses are funny.
And then it was a bird crossing.
Red
the
noses
fun
are
file
funny or a sign of alcoholism.
With a red nose. Well, I think that's where they came from.
Drunks are funny.
Jesus Christ. There was a Fun Facts how to draw Pokemon.
I don't have that one.
Plus just stickers.
Beyond me.
It reminded you, of course, that you had to catch them all.
And you've just... Sorry, if you're just listening in now, you've joined the Fun Facts podcast, the exclusive Fun Facts podcast.
We're
probably going to wrap up.
We're sponsored by...
What are you sponsored by today, Ali?
I forgot to mention. I'm sponsored... The first half is sponsored by Budvar, Budweiser Beer.
That's
the Czech
beer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the
Check
original...
Check it out.
The original Pilsner.
Delicious.
Top from, of course, Pilsner Urquell.
I'm drinking in honor of Christmas. It's Ireland's Magners.
It's magnificent.
Irish cider. Now, Ali, I'm going to talk like this for a second because I've been listening to a lot of Christmas FM. Have you listened to Christmas FM?
Tell me more about Christmas FM.
I'll tell you something there, Ali. Thank you for asking. Christmas FM is, as you can imagine, an FM radio station in Ireland.
Ireland,
where it's
sorry,
run
okay.
By it's run by the fans of Christmas to raise money for those in need. Now, my beautiful girlfriend, she told me about Christmas FM. We listen to it every Christmas now. You can go to christmasfm.com and check it out. My Irish accent's gone mental, isn't it?
Bagara!
Maybe if I go more...
Northern Ireland.
Go with that. Hear you now. Christmas FM.
So have you been listening to a lot recently?
Christmas FM, yes. It's grand. Can't do it now. I've lost it. I've not been watching Peaky Blinders, so I've not got it. Christmas FM's great. ChristmasFM.com. Check it out. If you listen to it, basically just play Christmas songs. That's where I heard Baby Shoes? Christmas Shoes. God, that would be a really dark song. Baby Shoes.
My mama, who is a baby.
She's a babe.
And she's not going to be happy unless she gets them shoes.
Yeah. Christmas FM, just remind me of that. Check out Christmas FM. We're probably going to take a quick break now because this is the end of the Christmas. This is going to come out this weekend, so When you hear this, it will be this weekend.
Sunday, the Christmas of Christmas.
The week of Christmas. Christmas week.
Sunday, 21st.
That's right.
That's bloody right.
And then we're going to put the next one out probably the week after Christmas. Or maybe we'll release it on... I think I might release it on Christmas Day.
That'll be a treat for everyone.
Wouldn't it? You wake up, you check your podcasting application. Maybe you listen to...
I want to play an advert before we sign off.
All right, we'll sign off very soon. If you're listening to United Arab Emirates, I've been looking at the stats. About 1,000 people have listened to us in the UAE. Please, if you're listening to this now, explain yourself. I don't understand.
I was about to say, I think it's ex-cons, but it's actually, I think, expats.
Yeah.
Who love the 90s and also went to jail.
It's just fascinating.
Illegal like Pokemon trades.
If you've got a Pikachu in captivity, message me. I've got money. I've got a PayPal account. We'll convert it into anything. Al, are you going to close this out with the...
Well, I wanted to do a mix of both a toy, quote-unquote, and a sweet.
All right. And
because I know sweets is a separate podcast. I'm sure we could do a Night Nights Problems on sweets of the 90s. This is just a little crossover because it's a catchy little advert.
Go on.
And it's kind of not really a toy. But do you remember those lollies? As in, like, lollipops, that when you flip them,
lollipop,
they went into a plastic shell.
Flip-pop!
That is the advert I'm going to sign off
with. You're going to play Flip-Pops?
Flip-pop advert.
Now, before you play it, Ali, I'd like you to review this episode of 1,990.
You're going
to...
I'm... Three.
You think three?
100.
Good.
Plus 1,000.
1,300. You rate this episode less than Teen Angel.
Shit.
I mean, that's painful.
Well, when I play this advert, it's going to make 1,500.
Okay, cool.
Shall I play it?
Take it away!
Check this out! Hey, flip-pop! Flip-pop, 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 flip-pop!
Doing a flip.
There were loads
of rollerblades.
At that age, everything that was rollerblades, roller skates, skateboarding, all wearing, of course, the appropriate safety equipment.
Safety first, as I always say.
They were in every advert. Anything that was considered cool was that.
It's rollerblading.
But flip it, don't waste it.
Basically, they're saying, like, have a look at this.
Have a look
close
at this.
Close it up. Let the saliva just sort of coagulate in the bottom of this plastic container. Do a backflip. Don't worry about it. You'll be off your tits on so many E numbers. You'll be able to do whatever the fuck you want. Tony Hawk's doing a 900. He's just gurning on flip pops.
Why did no sweets ever have as the tagline, sugar sets you free?
Doesn't Martin Luther King say that?
Sugar will set you free! It was honestly...
Flip a flip pop, flip pop, flip pop. Great.
Now we need a Creed version. Thank you for listening to this particular edition of Night Nights Problems. It's been a very special one. As ever, apologies.
We'll see you next time. We're going to see you on Christmas Day.
We will.
I hope that if you listen to this, that Christmas Day you can be like, you probably listen the next episode. I reckon you should listen to after you've had a few. Like Christmas Day is quite boring, isn't it?
You're walking the dog. You're walking the dog.
Put your podcast on.
Just bang an old poddy on. Get a massive pod on.
Get a massive pod on. You've had too many pigs in blankets. You've made a pass at the in-laws. You're not happy with that?
No, you shouldn't be. For a number of reasons.
Well, you, because you just made a pass at them. You disgusting human being. But put the potty on. It'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
Have a hot potty this Christmas.
Have a hot potty this Christmas with Christmas FM.
And remember, sugar will set you free. You've been listening to Night Nights Problems. I've been Ali Plum. You've been...
Ross Drummond.
Thank you for listening to this waffle. Bitches.
Keep dancing.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.